Agastya Rishi continued his historical narration in front of Lord Ram. The next morning, Ravana mobilized his army and approached the abode of Indra. The King of Heaven, being afraid of Ravana, became dejected upon seeing the army of Rakshasas approaching. Indra quickly sent out all the demigods to fight and then approached Lord Vishnu. After offering his obeisances to the Lord, Indra explained, "Because of Lord Brahma's benedictions, I feel helpless in battling Ravana. Oh, my dear Lord, I request that you either empower me with sufficient energy to kill the Rakshasa king, or else take up the matter yourself. Oh, my dear Indra Deva, there is no need for you to be afraid. So go and fight with Ravana, even though it is not possible for you to conquer over him. I do not wish to kill him just now. However, please know that when the time is right, I shall not only slay that wicked Rakshasa king, but all of his relatives as well." Thereafter, a fierce battle ensued between the demigods and Rakshasas, and the Rakshasas were supported by their allies, the Danavas. Ravana's maternal grandfather, Sumali, led the Rakshasa army and soon routed the demigod soldiers. Then, Savitra, the eighth Vasu, suddenly entered the battlefield, striking fear into the hearts of the Rakshasas. After destroying Sumali's chariot, Savitra picked up the Rakshasa's mace and smashed it over his head, striking him down dead. Now, being leaderless, the Rakshasa soldiers began to flee. Then Meghanada came forward, and the powerful son of Ravana began to scatter the demigods. Indra, however, admonished the fleeing warriors and sent forth his own son Jayanta to enter the battle. An equally matched duel thus began between the two princes. However, when Meghanada resorted to creating darkness on the battlefield by means of his mystic potency, Jayanta became ill at ease. In the darkness, the fighting became gruesome and confused. Puloma, ruler of the Daityas and father of Shachi, the wife of King Indra, came and forcibly grabbed his grandson by the hair, dragging him away from the battlefield for his own protection. Puloma dove deep into the sea with Jayanta. Seeing that Jayanta was gone, the demigods panicked and ran away. Indra then immediately called for his own chariot. As Indra went out to join the battle, surrounded by other Adityas, a fierce wind began blowing, and huge meteors streaked across the sky. Meanwhile, inspired by Indra's presence, the demigods slaughtered the Rakshasas, so that eventually only one-tenth of their forces remained alive. Kumbhakarna was also wounded by the combined attack of the Rudras and other celestials. Now, highly enraged, Ravana began penetrating the ranks of the enemy army and approached the heavenly King Indra. As the two rulers proceeded to shower their arrows upon each other, darkness set in, bewildering everyone but Indra, Ravana, and Meghanada. Ravana was determined to destroy all the demigods. Indra could understand that he would not be able to kill the Rakshasa king, and thus he advised his warriors to capture him instead. But Ravana suddenly rushed at Indra, and the King of Heaven drove him back with torrents of weapons. The fear-stricken Rakshasas considered themselves to be defeated. Meghanada was outraged and thus he invisibly entered the demigod army and came before the heavenly king. Sending forth incessant streams of arrows, Meghanada was able to exhaust Indra, and thereupon bound him up by his mystic power, which he had acquired from Lord Brahma. Seeing how Ravana was being overpowered by the demigods, the invisible Meghanada announced to his father, "You should retreat from the battle, for I have already taken Indra captive. Since victory is now yours, there is no need for you to continue fighting." Hearing this, the demigods became disheartened and at once desisted from battle. Ravana then instructed Meghanad, "Go ahead of me and take Indra to Lanka. Shortly, I will join you there." And in this way, Indra, the king of heaven, became a prisoner of the Rakshasas within their capital city, Lanka. Lord Brahma then took all the demigods with him and went to Lanka. While remaining stationed in the sky, the universal grandfather addressed Ravana. "The prowess and valor exhibited by your son is wonderful indeed. And because of his dramatic victory over the king of heaven, from this day onward, Meghanada will be known as Indrajit, conqueror of Indra. O king of the Rakshasas, I request you now to release Indra, and in exchange, I will reward your son with an incomparable benediction. O great-grandsire, I shall give up Indra for the boon of immortality. O my dear Indrajit, it is not possible for any of the created beings to have unconditional immortality, even myself. Therefore, my dear prince, please ask for something else. So, as an alternative, grant me the following: that at the time of battle, if I offer oblations into the sacrificial fire according to Vedic injunctions, then let a huge chariot emerge from the flames. Then, as long as I remain seated upon that chariot, let me be immune to death. Thus, only if I engage in battle without having finished the chanting of mantras and offering of oblations, that I will be subject to destruction. Some people seek immortality through the performance of austerities, but I have acquired it simply by exhibiting my own prowess." And thus, Lord Brahma granted Indrajit's request, and in return the Rakshasas released Indra. Quite naturally, Indra became morose and his bodily luster faded. Lord Brahma approached him, "What grievous sin did you commit in the past that is now causing you to suffer so much?" And without waiting for Indra to reply, the all-knowing Lord Brahma narrated the following story. In the beginning of creation, there was only one type of human being. There was no distinction in their bodily features. Then, to create diversity and increase the population, I created the first woman, giving her the name Ahulya, which means one who does not possess even the slightest ugliness. While contemplating whose partner this girl would be, I kept her in the care of Gautama Rishi for many years. O Indra, during this time, you confidently assumed that I would give Ahulya to you as your consort. However, when Gautama later returned the girl to me, I was impressed by his self-control, and so I decided that Ahulya could become his wife. All the demigods, especially yourself, were upset by my decision. Thus, being overcome by lust and anger, you went to Gautama's ashram, and when you saw the beautiful Ahalya, you forcibly raped her. After your departure, Gautama came to know of your sinful act. Thus, in great anger, Gautama cursed you. O lusty king of heaven, one day you will be captured by your enemies while fighting on the battlefield. Furthermore, when this abominable act that you have initiated becomes prevalent in human society, anyone who commits this sin will get only half of the reaction, and you will get the other half. Thus, from now on, the position as King of Heaven will never be secure, not only for you, but for all future Indras as well. And after chastising Indra, Gautama cursed his wife for her infidelity. From now on, you must remain in this ashram as a stone pillar. Additionally, you will no longer have the distinction of being the only woman. All other women will receive a share of your beauty. Oh, my dear husband Gautama, Indra came here disguised as you, and then he forcibly raped me. So please be merciful unto me, for I am faultless. All right. In the future, Lord Vishnu will take birth in the Ikshvaku dynasty, and he will be known as Ram. And in the course of performing his transcendental pastimes, Ram will come here in the company of Vishvamitra. By seeing Lord Ram and offering him your hospitality, you will become free from my curse and reinstated as my wife. Lord Brahma then continued to instruct Indra. My dear Indra, you should now understand that all of your present difficulties are due only to the curse of Gautama. So to counteract the effects of that curse, I suggest that you perform a sacrifice to please Lord Vishnu. In this way, you will become purified and thus able to return to your post in heaven. Now, there is one more thing you may know from me. Your son, Jayanta, has been taken away by Puloma, and he is being kept deep within the ocean. And so, thereafter, by following the directions of Lord Brahma, Indradev regained his heavenly position and became free from all anxieties.